trust Joseph, Mary's husband. Did you feel shocked to learn of Mary's unplanned pregnancy? Betrayed by her apparent infidelity so soon after your commitment to each other? Confused by Mary's joy in anticipating her child's birth? Overwhelmed by her implausible explanation? Loved as you protected her from legal consequences of her alleged adultery? Duty as you accepted responsibility for her child? Judged by your neighbors in your small community? Puzzled by God's plan? Why didn't God arrange things differently? When Caesar Augustus's decree forced you to leave your home in Galilee, journey to Bethlehem, caused Mary to travel in the ninth month of her pregnancy and give birth away from her home, away from her family, did you ask, why didn't God time things differently? When you sought shelter at an inn for your obviously pregnant wife and were refused, did you ask God, what gives? I'm trying to follow your will, aren't I? You persevered though, finding a shelter for animals in which Mary could give birth without her mother, without a midwife, with only you at her side. Mary did give birth, and God's son was born into our world. Why didn't God plan things differently? Mere days later, the angel again directed you to change your plans, this time fleeing to Egypt for an unspecified length of time, causing your father, Jacob, and Mary's mother, Anne, to wait years before seeing their grandson. Why didn't God do things differently? Did you expect God's will to be predictable, logical by human standards, and non-challenging? Did you ever pause in your struggle to trust God, to consider how much He trusts you?